This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3915 for Friday, the 4th of August, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Why the Hell is My Audio Clipping? It is hosted by Mr. X and is about 13 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Mr. X has audio that is clipping, but will he be able to fix it? You are listening to a show from the Reserve Queue. We are airing it now because we had free slots that were not filled. This is a community project that needs listeners to contribute shows in order to survive. Please consider recording a show for Hacker Public Radio.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and welcome to this podcast. As usual, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this podcast available to us all. HPR is a community-led podcast provided by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. If everybody that listens to this podcast sent in just one show a year, then we'd have more shows and we'd know what to do with. And if I can do it, you can. It's great fun. So this show. Oh, before I start, that's my cheap attempt at adding effects. I haven't got time to add the effects in properly. This is an emergency show. HPR is short on shows. And so if you could send one in, just one a year, we'd have plenty. This episode is hastily put together, and it's really more for myself rather than for the listeners, but you're obviously more than happy to listen to it if you want, and maybe it'll be a wee bit entertaining, I don't know. I think I'm having a bit of trouble last two or three episodes, I noticed, where my audio has been clipping. As I've been recording this and when I was doing some of these noises, for example, I did notice a bit of clipping, but there's no clipping happening at the moment. I'm using Audacity, and as I usually do, and the last two or three shows I noticed were clipping. I normally add an intro sound, an intro track for a few seconds, and that was clipping. There was a wee clip there, actually, I noticed there. The point was that when I listened back to the... I normally listen back to preview in MP3 format, and it sounded fine. And I went back and listened to the FLAC files, which I sent to HPR. I mentioned all this to Dave when we were having a chat. When me and Dave were both having a chat. There was no distortion or clipping that I could hear. What I normally do is I'll record my audio and then I'll add some audio compression to the speech part of the audio and then leave it at that. So what I'm planning to do is I'm going to read a little bit out from the HPR site, and then add a little bit of attenuation each time and see how much I need to ensure that there's no clipping. So I've just opened a browser, and that's the window's just disappeared. Told you this was hastily put together, so if I Google for Hacker Public Radio, Hacker Public Radio, Alright, that's the PR site. And then I'm going to go to Give Shows, because that's what they're looking for. Give Shows. And so what does it say? I wonder which bit I'll decide to read. Now, there's a section, Stuff You Need to Know. That's 1, 2, select a topic. 3, record your show. 4, upload your show. Questions, still nervous, our mottos. Important, our mottos. Any audio is better than no audio. So don't try and be a perfectionist. Just send something in. Any topic of interest to hackers? Well, that's just about anything, really. It ain't a show unless it's on the server. So no point procrastinating, and I do plenty of that, as I'm doing right now. If you tell us you are doing a show, then you owe us a show. You don't need anyone's permission to upload a show, but if you have any questions, then drop into the hash Ogcast Planet channel on Freenode and chat with a live person 24/7. So, I mean, I normally just go to the straight from this page, you know, give a show. I normally go to the where is it now? Blah, blah, blah. I always look for the calendar page. That's 4, upload your show, giving shows. What's in there? Here we go. Upload your show. The HBR schedule is entirely community driven, and we recommend that you decide when your show will be released. There are only three days to wait until next free slot. Please consider recording a show. Review the updated Stuff You Need to Know page. All right, I'm maybe not up to date with what the latest things are. Stuff You Need to Know. I was thinking of picking a paragraph which is, you know, not too. I'm not sure which I want to read, because this isn't really good. It's solving my problem with the audio clipping headlines. Anyway, just for to say, folk might find this interesting. Stuff You Need to Know. You will no longer be allowed to edit HBR pages on Wikipedia. Any policy decisions are made by HBR community. HPR will stop as a project if there are not enough shows. Important, pay attention. Support our patrons. We do not syndicate non-HPR shows. You're agreeing to license your show CC by SA. You have permission to redistribute your show in its entirety. The audio of your show will not be moderated. Your show will be signalled as containing explicit content if it does. You determine when your show will be released. All reservations need to be approved. We use UTF-8 end-to-end. Keep accessibility in mind. Your show will be heard by an international audience. Oh, a big thing about date codes and all that, yeah. Year, then month, then date. Feed the reserve queue. The reserve queue is intended only to be used in the cases where there is still a gap in the schedule, 24 hours prior to release. This was known as the emergency queue, but now can also be used when the hosts don't care when the shows are scheduled. They will be used on a first-come, first-go basis when there is no conflict with the schedule guidelines. I think personally, these guidelines, I always kind of forget. I try and think, I've done more than one show, but so I better not do it two in the same week, sort of thing. I leave a gap. I think it's actually 2 weeks. I never remember whether it's 2 or 3 weeks or how many weeks it is supposed to leave a gap for. Me personally, if you could put it into the reserved show and it deals with it automatically, then that's great, because I don't really care when the shows go out. But the schedule guidelines, you must have your audio recorded ready to upload before you pick a slot. Always try and fill in free slots that are available in the upcoming 2 weeks. If the queue is filling up, then please consider leaving your slots free for new contributors. If you have a non-urgent show, then find an empty week and schedule it then. If you're uploading a series of shows, consider scheduling one every 2 weeks. Interviews will be released sooner. So there you go. Recording a podcast. On this page, you will find information on how to record a podcast. Our golden rule is any audio is better than no audio, so keep that in mind. Yeah, you can record with a portable media player, record with a editing on your computer, yeah, and so on and so forth. Yeah, blah blah blah. Export to FLAC is set to level to 8 best, set bit depth to 24. Yeah, recording interviews with a phone. Recording roundtable discussions, avoid bedding background music. We mix down to mono, no need to add metadata to the file. There's a big chunk about picking a slot for your show. As I say, from my point of view, it's just keep it simple. I'm happy for them for HBR to choose the slot. And they're only guidelines, you know, I'm not just going to give you a snotty letter for picking and not quite following the guidelines. I'm sure I've not done that on all occasions. I think that, how much audio is that I've recorded so far? Let's see, about 10 minutes. That's more than enough. I'll probably put tones in between each section so that I know how much attenuation I need to add in before the distortion is gone. And see how that goes. Yeah, I don't know if HPR's changed their audio leveling scripting or whatever it is behind the scenes, but I'm definitely hearing clipping that I didn't hear in the original show. It's either that's something weird to do with the newer version of Audacity, but I'm determined to get to the bottom of it anyway. Anyway, I think that's enough for there was lots of clipping there. Maybe I do need to turn my mic levels down a bit, actually. You know, that's funny, I'm just noticing the mic levels look quite high. Is that adjustable? I don't know if that is or not. It's pegged to the top, but I don't know if I'm using an old version of Ubuntu, and I don't know if the recording levels actually work on this and I normally use the mixer that comes with Ubuntu, so I'll just turn this down a bit and see if it makes any difference. Oh no, it isn't adjustable, so I need to go into the settings to do that. I'm talking to myself here. Maybe I do need to reduce the levels a little bit on my mic here. But what I can't understand, as I say, I didn't hear it when I was playing it back. Who knows whether it's me, HBR, combination of both, I don't know. But hopefully this will get to the bottom of it. So if anyone's got any questions about any of this, or bothered to listen to it, feel free to drop me a line. I can be contacted at mrx@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, the at symbol, googlemail.com. Hope none of you have fallen asleep during this. Actually, some of you do want to fall asleep when you're listening to this, don't you? I forgot about that. That's the new policy. Anyway, hope you're all doing well, and catch up with you later. Cheers for now then. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.